just.
Texas A&M University Commerce's Outdoor Adventure Center is now offering group cycling sessions every Tuesday night at 6. Roger Greer is head of Outdoor Adventure and founder of the group ride.
I came from Delonico, Georgia. Cycling is something I've been doing for several years now. Started off with mountain biking probably about 2 or 3 years ago, transferred really over to road biking. So it was something I do just on the side in addition to what I do with Outdoor Adventure. And when I got here, we got 2 bike stands and a few bikes, but not really a bike program. I was like, okay. And there's lots of cycling around here, but for some reason the campus is not, it's not been something that's here. And we've got kids riding around campus, but not really cycling. And it just made sense. So one of the things I just kind of put on the docket this past year was, hey, let's see what kind of interest we can get. Easiest way to get interest is saying, hey, anybody wants to join me? We got a ride going on.
The bike rides started the first week of June and are now scheduled for once a week through the summer, with the possibility of continuing through the fall if enough interest is peaked.
Right now, we're just doing Tuesday afternoons at 6. As interest increases, if there continues to be an interest, we'll continue to look at ways that we can offer those things.
The course that the Commerce cyclists go on is about 20 miles long. They start out at Outdoor Adventure, ride through downtown, head out on FM 71 towards Cooper Lake State Park for about 7 miles, hit FM 3134, and the last 5 miles of the ride are on Highway 11. And these rides are extremely friendly. Prospective riders can join the group at any point in the course and leave at any time as well. Attendees of the group ride claim that there are quite a lot of benefits to riding with other people. One cyclist, Garrett Frosch, shared his view.
Well, you know, there's the communication aspect. I've met multiple different people throughout our actual campus and through the community that I never would have met beforehand. So pretty awesome to get to know new people, get to know their backgrounds and their different experiences.
There are also a lot of health benefits to cycling. Greer claims cycling has had a huge impact on his life.
Well, to be quite frank, bike riding probably saved my life. I had a heart attack 2 years ago. Worked a full day, come off of working an after-school program, was planning on riding my bike home, dropped off my truck at the high school, and took about a 12-mile ride home. During that 12-mile, and it was something I'd been doing, but during that 12-mile ride home, I just didn't feel right. I ended up walking my bike 3 times, and that just wasn't normal for me to just get off and walk. Went home, took 2 aspirin. Next day, I got up the next day, and I knew something wasn't right. I didn't know what it was, but I knew something wasn't right. Went in, and I'd already had the heart attack. If I hadn't have been in the physical condition I had was in, it could have been very easy a widowmaker.
So those are the benefits to cycling, but what about the cost?
It's like anything else. I mean, the faster the bikes, the lighter, the more expensive it gets. There's a lot of programs where you can get started into used bikes, those kind of things, where you can get a good quality bike and not pay a fortune. If you want to go out and buy a brand new sports car, you can, but it's probably more than what you really need. If you start pricing and looking at last year's model, the year before the model, you start getting some of those prices down. And one of the things I am advocating for here at the college is trying to get just some rental bikes that are good quality bikes that people can get on, try them out, and really see the difference between a good quality bike versus something you can pick up at Walmart.
So far, the group rides have received rave reviews from all who have attended. And all riders would encourage anyone who is interested to come. But for Roger Greer, it's not just about his job. It's about impacting and changing your life.
I would just encourage him to get outdoors. You know, whether that's biking or that's playing our disc golf or coming to the bouldering wall and climbing some. Getting outside and getting active, doing things, you know. I'm not one to spend a whole lot of time inside. I'm going to find ways to go outside.
If you're interested in joining Roger and the rest of the Commerce Cyclist, contact Roger or Outdoor Adventure at 903-886-5849 or by emailing Roger at roger.greer@tamuc.edu.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.